So, Tara, can I bring Justin in to the radio? Thanks.
Hi, everybody. This is Justin. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're here? What's your position in the movement?
Yeah, I'm Justin. I work with the Ideas Group. We're working to build consensus among anybody who wants to participate. I also have been participating in the Facilitation Working Group, trying to make GAs run smoothly and easily so that we can get everybody's voices heard. Participation in camp generally.
So can you tell us a little bit about what it's been like on facilitation?
It's been a bit stressful trying to, for me, because it's been my first experience with consensus building or consensus process in general, that trying to make sure everybody's voice is heard. We're trying to develop the process that makes it most easily available for everybody to speak. And we get a lot of heat for not allowing a lot of people to have their opinions heard. So trying to maintain a process that is, egalitarian, but while not being stepping above the process ourselves. So it's a kind of stressful balance that is, it's tough to walk that line.
Yeah, it seems like there was a significant amount of anxiety and sort of backlash from some of the things you implemented. Was that tough, right? Like emotionally?
It's not tough emotionally, just tough trying to figure out the best process, I guess. When people do get angry with the facilitation, I always encourage them to come to facilitation and help out, because that's what we're trying to do, is get everybody to potentially be able to facilitate themselves and create the best process possible. And when people get upset about the process, we need their input, you know. It's good to be dissatisfied, but I like dissatisfaction plus ideas to remove that dissatisfaction. That's how we can help everything, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I know for me, I've seen like a couple of GAs where I'm like, oh, I'm so glad that I'm not up there facilitating. It seems so like crazy frustrating, and so many like things coming at you from different sides. Do you guys like do trainings on how to?
Yeah, every facilitation meeting at the end, when people are volunteer for a position, the people who have been more experience will just do a small training session with anybody who wants to participate in the process. And yeah, it is kind of stressful. In my own opinion, the most stressful thing for me was in order to be a good facilitator, you kind of have to set your own opinions to the side and just kind of be an implementer of process. And for me, that's tough because I have a lot of strong opinions. So that's what's stressful for me, is kind of being able to set that aside.
So where do you see facilitation going now that there's no camp?
Hopefully, we continue to have GAs. I'd like to see traveling GAs personally. And
can you say more what you mean, traveling GAs?
Well, like the GA we had at Copley. I'd like to see whenever we can organize it with, I know there have been GAs in JP and a lot of smaller GAs in surrounding towns, and I'd like to see facilitation connecting with facilitation teams from all of these different groups, like, you know, Occupy Harvard if they have facilitation teams, and coordinating larger GAs maybe on a weekly basis, maybe more if we can organize it, to have larger and more productive GAs among, you know, a greater population in Boston, which that's what I'd like to see facilitation trying to organize.
Yeah, that seems really interesting. So what about ideas? Like, what's going on with, I mean, it seems like there might be a time for a flourishing of different ideas, or maybe a time for ideas to emerge with the ideas that you've been collecting.
Most definitely. The ideas group itself, in the same manner as facilitation, one has to step back from their own personal opinions, as we're trying to collect as many people ideas that we can to host discussions based off of what the information we gather. So in the past, we've gathered values, what people's values are, and we hosted discussions on values. And I think a lot of productive these discussions were very productive, because there were working groups that formed at these meetings, and people made a lot of sort of affinity groups based off of their own discussions that took place at these meetings. And so the goal of ideas is to build consensus through basically being a mirror for the entire movement. So we collect all of the information we can and show it back to people so that they can discuss and build the consensus among themselves. And right now we're currently collecting concerns and societal problems that have drawn you to the Occupy movement.
So how are you collecting those, and is there a way that you can tell people to... Yeah.
Well, before camp was raided, we had a collection box where people could just drop ideas or write them on a whiteboard. But you can currently email your concerns or societal problems to ndmc@occupyboston.org. Again, you can email your concerns or societal problems to ndmc@occupyboston.org. And actually, tonight we'll be going through a lot of the data we've collected and organizing the discussions in the near future based off of these common concerns and identified problems.
Oh, that discussion's happening tonight?
The ideas working group is holding a discussion tonight among the... It's a public working group meeting to basically organize these concerns so that in the future we can hold discussions among larger groups of people about these ideas.
Okay, so it's a public meeting?
Yeah, it's
where is the meeting?
Currently, we are going to meet at South Station after GA, but please stay tuned at GA because GA is at the Common today, I believe.
Yes.
We might be moving the meeting to the Transportation Food Court across from the Boston Common.
Okay.
But currently, the meeting time is after GA at South Station.
Okay, great. That's awesome. Well, thanks for talking to us, Justin.
Thank you for having me, Ross.
Okay, OB Radio. That was Justin from Ideas and Facilitation. Really interesting stuff.